Like a bird in a cage. Allah save us. That whenever that cage is open, he wants to fly from there. Today our condition is such, my respected friend, that if on some occasion the alim comes late, the imam comes late, then 1-2 minutes we cannot wait. We cannot perform our salah, we cannot come early and perform nawafil salah, but that time which Allah passed through his mercy has recorded or is recording in salah, without performing salah, we can't take that also. In other words, when we are waiting for salah, we are not performing salah. Allah says, I am recording as though you are performing salah. If 1 minute the imam is late, then that is too much for us. Then what we know? Punctuality, time to time. If the ulama have to adopt the principle that you and I adopt, when the imam comes 1 minute late, then wallah, not one janazah will be performed and one nikah won't be performed. If the ulama must adopt that principle time to time, then not one janazah will be performed and not one nikah will be performed. Because our janazahs are never on time and our nikahs are never on time. Allah give us a tawfiq, when we come to the masjid, my respected friend, we understand that this is the house of Allah Pak. Sahaba ikram was sitting with Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu in the masjid of Taif. The adhan was called off. They were sitting and discussing. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu started screaming. And he started crying. Abu Ali radiallahu anhu told him, Ya ibn Abbas, ma hadha al-jaza' wa ma hadha al-fada' nasma'u al-adhan walakin la nabki. We hear the adhan also, but we don't cry. What's happening to you? Why have you become so hysterical? He says, لو يعلم الناس ما يقول المؤذن ما استراحوا ولا ناموا. By the qasam of that Allah lost control is my life. If insan have to only understand what the muaddin is calling out, they would neither rest nor sleep. So he says, أخبرنا ما يقول المؤذن. Abdullah ibn Abbas, tell us, what does the muaddin say? He says, when the muaddin says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, then he's saying, تفرغوا للعذان وأريحوا العبدان وتقدموا إلى خير أعمالكم. Oh insan, leave your affairs. Leave all your needs and necessities and hasten towards the Amr of Allah. وَإِذَا قَالَ الْمُؤَذِّنْ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And when the muaddin says, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, then what does he say? يَشْهَدُ لِي الْخَلْقِ كُلُّهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَنِّي قَدْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ خَمْسَ مَرَّاتٍ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ. On the day of Qiyamah, every person will bear witness and give evidence in front of Allah that I invited you every day, 5 times a day, hot or cold. Now it is up to you to accept or to neglect the Amr of Allah. When the Muaddin says, Ashhadu an la ilaha, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, then every Nabi, including Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will give evidence that, oh Allah, this person invited your servants towards your deen. Imagine that person against whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam testifies. Allah Akbar. When the muaddin says, Hayya ala salah, and when he says, Hayya ala falah, then he says, hasten towards success. Hasten towards the Amr of Allah. إِذَا نُوْدِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. And when the muazzin completes and he says, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, then amanatu sab'a samawat wa sab'i ardeen wudhi'at ala a'naqikum fa in shi'tum faqbilu wa in shi'tum fadbiru. The trust that was placed to the 7 heavens and the 7 earths, inna aradna al-amanata ala al-samawati wal-ardi wal-jibal fa'abayna an yahmillaha wa ashfaqna minha wa hamalaha al-insan. Allah says, these ahkam that today you and I perform salah and we go for hajj, prior to insan, we presented these ahkam to the skies. And we told the skies that if you want to accept it, then Allah would give them such a form that they would fast and they would perform salah. All these ahkam that today you and I are mukallaf of and we have to do, Allah Ta'ala first presented it to the skies. Inna aradna al-amanata ala al-samawat, to the skies, wal-ard, to the earth, wal-jibal, to the mountain. Fa'abayn, inkar kar diya. Ay yahmilnaha wa ashfaqna minha, ya Allah, it's too heavy for us. Wa hamalaha al-insan, and insan accepted it. So when the muaddin is saying, la ilaha illallah, then he's saying, the thrust of the 7 heavens and the 7 earths has been placed on your shoulders. Now let us see how you conduct yourself in carrying out this thrust. Ka'b ibn Ahbar rahmatullah alayhi says, qara'tu fi ba'di ma anzala ala Musa. I read those scriptures that were revealed to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam pertaining to this ummah. So in that Allah Pak told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Musa rak'atani yusallihima Ahmad wa ummatuhu wa hiya salatul ghadaq. Man yusallihima ghafartu lahu ma asaba min dhunubihi min yawmihi wa laylatihi wa yakunu fi dhimmati. O Musa, 2 rakat fajr namaz that the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam will perform. On the mere performance of the 2 rakat fajr namaz, I will forgive all the sins that they committed that day and night. And that day, that person who will perform his fajr namaz, he will be in my care. So don't interfere with that person, like it comes in the hadith. Don't interfere with that person who is in the care of Allah. One jamaat came recently from Riyadh. So they were given karguzari in the 6 points. One youngster in Saudi Arabia performed his fajr salah. After it, he went to school. So like a normal youngster, like he's lazy, he didn't do his homework. So the teacher took out his hair and he wanted to step him. He says, hey, hang on. I read my fajr, I'm in the care of Allah, don't interfere with me. The teacher's eyes opened up, then Allah made it the turning point of his life. I'm in the care of Allah. Man ghada ila al-suq ghada bi rayati iblis. وَمَنْ غَدَىٰ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدْ غَدَىٰ بِرَايَةِ الْإِيمَانِ. That man that will go to perform his fajr salah and then open his shop, he takes the banner of iman in his hand. And that person who goes to his shop and does not perform his fajr namaz, he takes the banner of the devil in his hand and he goes to his shop. How many billions of Muslims are taking the banner of shaitan every morning, and how many few are taking the banner of iman and walking? Let us decide. Let us continue with the riwayat. يا موسى 4 ركعات يصليهما أحمد وأمته وهي صلاة الظهر أعطيهم بأول ركعة فيها المغفرة وبالثانية أثقل ميزانهم وبالثالثة أوكل عليهم الملائكة وبالرابعة أفتح لهم أبواب السماء. أو موسى, the 4 rakats of ظهر نماز that this ummah will perform, when they will perform the first rakat, Allah Pak is rewarding on one rakat. Subhanallah. When they will perform the 4 rakats of farz namaz of ظهر salah, أُعْطِيهِمْ بِأَوَّلِ رَكْعَةٍ فِيهَا الْمَغْفِرَةِ. When they'll perform the very first rakat of the 4 rakats, then on that first rakat I will forgive their sin. وَبِالثَّانِيَ أُثَقِّلُ مِيزَانَهُمْ. And when they will perform the second rakat of the farz salah, then on the day of Qiyamah I will make their good deeds weightier than their bad deeds. وَبِالثَّالِثَ أُوَكِّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةَ. And when they will perform the third rakat, then O Musa, I will appoint special angels who will sit and seek forgiveness on their behalf. وَبِالرَّابِعَ أَفْتَحُ لَهُمْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ. And when they will complete their salah, and they will perform the 4th rakat of the farz namaz, then I will open the doors of the heavens for them. The doors of the heavens will be flung open for them. On one rakat, every day at the time of Zahar, these announcements are being made while you and I are engrossed in our lunch or in our shop. Now when Allah is given like this and we still don't respond, then we're going to blame ourselves or who else, friend? Who are we going to blame? When Allah is making this ilan at the time of Zahar, that is why Allah says, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ. Then who are men? Does Allah refer to men as a physical structure in the Quran? No, Allah does not. Allah refers or Allah labels Sahaba as men in the Quran. Who are entitled to be labeled as men? لا تلهيهم تجارة. لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله. That merchandise does not become a barrier in establishing the order of Allah. If a man has that quality, then he is a man in the eyes of Allah. وَإِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ and establishing namaz. يَا مُوسَىٰ 4 rakats يُصَلِّيهِمَا أَحْمَدُ وَأُمَّتُهُ وَهِيَ صَلَاةُ الْعَصْرِ فَلَا يَبْقَى مَلَكٌ مِّنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا اسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمْ وَمَنِ اسْتَغْفَرَتْ لَهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ لَمْ أُعَذِّبْهُ. O Musa, when this ummah will perform the 4 rakats of Salati Asr, فَلَا يَبْقَى مَلَكٌ مِّنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا اسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمْ. Every angel from every sky will now seek repentance on behalf of that person. There won't be one angel that will not seek maghfirah for that person. And O Musa, وَمَنِ اسْتَغْفَرَتْ لَهُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, that person on whose behalf angels ask forgiveness, such a person I don't punish. Such a person I don't punish. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man sallal bardain dakhala al-jannah. That person that will perform the two cool namazes, he will enter into Jannah. The cool namazes are Fajr and Asr. Man sallal bardain. Thandak ki namaz. Ya Musa salatu rak'atin yusallihima Ahmad wa ummatuhu wa iya salatu al-maghribi heena taghibu al-shams. The three rakats of salat al-maghrib that the ummah will perform when the sun will set. لا يسألون من حاجة إلا قضيتها لهم. On the completion of this namaz, there is no dua that they will make from me or ask from me that I will reject. There is nothing that they will ask that I will reject. Let us learn to draw from Allah Pak, my respected friends. والذين يدعون من دونه لا يستجيبون لهم بشيء إلا كباسط كفيه إلى الماء ليبلغ فاه وما هو ببالغه وما دعاء الكافرين إلا في ضلال. Allah says, whoever presents his needs to anyone besides Allah is like that man who comes to the well. Basit kaffay, kaff means palm, kaffay both the palms. Basit, he spreads his palms. إلى الماء at the well. ليبلغ فاه, and he says, water, 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 water at the well. Will that water ever reach his mouth? وَمَا هُوَ بِبَالِغِهِ, that water will never reach his mouth. Likewise, how he spreads his hand and he says, water, water, that water will never reach his mouth. Whoever presents his need in front of anyone besides Allah, his example is like that person. Let us learn to draw from Allah Pak. يَا مُوسَىٰ أَرْبَعُ رَكْعَةٍ يُصَلِّيهِمَا أَحْمَدُ وَأُمَّتُهُ وَهِيَ صَلَاةُ الْعِشَاءِ. O Musa, the four rakats of Salat Isha namaz that this ummah will perform. يَخْرُجُونَ مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِمْ كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتْهُمْ أُمَّهَاتُهُمْ. On the completion of that namaz, they will come out so pure from their salah, like the day their mothers gave birth to them. Today, unfortunately, sometimes if there's a visitor at our house, we forego that namaz. Sometimes if we are but tired, we forego that namaz. For petty, petty reasons. When Allah is making this elan, that they will come out of their sins like the day their mother gave birth to them. Allahu Akbar. Adi ibn Hatim radiyallahu anhu ghaliban. One day he missed his salah with jamaah. So people came to console him. People came to console him. So he says, I noticed, ma azani illa ba'du ashabi. Only few of my friends came to console me. Everyone didn't come and console me. Actually took it to heart. That such a great loss I had to face and everyone didn't share my loss and my harm. He says, لو مات لي أبنائي جميعا لكان أهون إلي من فوات هذه الجماعة. Allah had blessed him with many sons. If every son of mine has to die in front of me, it is easier for me to see that than to miss one namaz. If I have to see one son of mine dying in front of my eyes, I will see it with my naked eye, but I can't see one namaz of mine going. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, man fatathu salatun faka'annama ghutira ahluhu wa maluhu. That man who misses one namaz is as though he lost his belongings, his possessions and everything he's lost. Today if a man is held up and in the end he screams and the robbers move away from there and he gets his cow also and nothing is stolen and he isn't injured also, then to that night go and see how many people are there. He didn't lose anything. He wasn't injured in the least. But the fact that he was held up, how many people will come and console him? If he lost, then don't speak about it. How many of the ummah is my respected friends are violating the orders of Allah and not performing the salah? Said to say, not even one fraction of the grief of that has entered into our heart. Ya Musa yatawadda Ahmad wa ummatuhu kama amartuhum u'tihim bi kulli qatratin min al-ma. جَنَّةٌ عَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. O Musa, when this nation and the Nabi of this nation, that is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, will perform ablution in the manner that I have commanded them to do so, then on every drop of water that will fall while they will be performing wudu, I will compensate them with such a jannat, the worth of which is equivalent to the 7 heavens and the 7 earths.
Subhanallah.
U'atihim bikulli qatratin taqturu min al-ma. Let us understand, on every drop of water, Allah will compensate with the jannat. These are no fabrication. Sahaba ikram, we haven't understood this. Sahaba ikram was sitting. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, some people met him outside. So he told those people outside the masjid, he says, what are you doing here? Go in the masjid there. Inheritance is being distributed. So everyone ran. When they got there, they found no one distributing nothing. So they came back to Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. And they inquired, you said that inheritance has been distributed. He says, the inheritance of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been distributed in the masjid. Go and sit there. What is the value of this, my respected friends? On one drop of water, if Allah Pak is given so much. Ya Musa, yasumu Ahmad wa ummatuhu shahran fi kulli sana, u'tihim bi siyami kulli yawmin madinatan fil jannah. O Musa, when this ummat will pass 1 month in the year, then on every one pass, I will give them one palace in Jannah. I will give them one whole town of themselves. Medina is one town, one village, one city. Such palaces, labinatum min dhahabin wa labinatum min fidda. That one brick will be of gold and one brick will be of silver. Then it will be, what about the Jannatul Firdaus? It comes in the riwayat that Allah Pak has done, Allah Pak created 3 things with his own hands. It is a mutashabihat, Allah knows best. كَتَبَ التَّوْرَاتَ بِيَدِهِ Allah wrote the Torah with his hands. Not like our hands. Let us take it out of our minds. This is a mutashabihat. خَلَقَ آدَم بِيَدِهِ Allah created Adam alayhi salam with his hands. خَلَقَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ بِيَدِهِ And Jannat al-Firdaus Allah made with his own hands. وَسَقْفُهُ عَرْشُ الرَّحْمَانِ And the roof of Jannat al-Firdaus is nothing other than the throne of Allah Pak. One porter in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a sahabi, we heard this waqiyah. He was traveling. And as he was traveling, he seen one stranger. So the stranger asked him, can I jump on with you on your horse? So the sahabi told him, jump on. As they were traveling, they came to such a place that the road was going in 2 different directions. So the sahabi wanted to take one direction. And this stranger, he says, no, take this direction. I'm more acquainted with this road. So after insisting, the Sahabi accepted and they went. As they went, the road became narrow. And it led to a very dark place. And he just seen bodies lying all around. This person got up, got off the horse and he drew his sword. So the Sahabi said, grant me permission. I want to perform 2 rakat namaz. This person told him, perform what you want to all those that are here. They made the very same request. 5 minutes you will be joining them. Let us understand what Allah Pak has given us. Wallah, Allah has given us such a weapon, my respected friend, Salah, that Sahaba Ikram, when they wanted, they brought down rain and they brought light today. This is animals also through the power of the Salah. With 2 rakat namaz, they brought down rain. When they wanted it to stop, they could make it stop. It was the power of Salah. One sahabi was given a land in lieu of in payment and it was told to him that it is a waterless land. He said, no problem. He purchased the land. He took the land. He performed 2 rakat salah. He told his slave to dig in a certain corner. He completed the salah and the slave started digging there. The water gushed out. Waterless land also Allah Ta'ala made water come out. We hear time and again Allah provides with needs, without needs and against needs. But let us turn from Allah. Let us take from Allah. So he got up and he performed salah. After that he says, أَسْأَلُكَ بِنُورِ وَجْهِكَ الَّذِي مَلَأَ أَرْكَانَ عَرْشِكَ وَأَسْأَلُكَ بِقُدْرَتِكَ الَّتِي قَدَرْتَ بِهَا عَلَى جَمِيعِ خَلْقِكَ وَأَسْأَلُكَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ الَّتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ يَا مُغِيثُ أَغِثْنِي يَا مُغِيثُ أَغِثْنِي يَا مُغِيثُ أَغِثْنِي Oh Allah, I ask you through your power and your qudrat and your kamal and your jamal to assist me in this problem and difficulty of mine. Ya Mughithu Aghithni, O Allah, help me, O Allah, help me, O Allah, help me. He had hardly completed his salah. He seen one horseman coming in a very beautiful garment, and he darted towards this person and he beheaded him. He came back to the Sahabi and he told him, I'lam anni malakum min as-sama'i thalitha. I am an angel from the third sky. Lamma da'awta al-ula sami'na li abwab as-sama'i qa'qa'atun. When you made dua the first time, then we heard some vibrations in the skies. So we said, Qulna amrun qad hadath. Something is happening to one of the friends of Allah. We are under the impression nothing is happening to our dua. Vibrations are taking place in the skies, my respected friends. It comes in the hadith, Allah Taala will accept the dua of any person provided he doesn't say Allah is not accepting my dua. Today we say, why don't ask me Allah, my duas never get accepted. Provided he doesn't say Allah doesn't accept my dua, Allah will accept. And Allah knows exactly which is the correct time to give it to him. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah. إِنَّكَ آتَيْتَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَأَهُ زِينَةً وَأَمْوَالًا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا رَبَّنَا لِيُضِلُّوا عَن سَبِيلِكَ رَبَّنَا اطْمِسْ عَلَى أَمْوَالِهِمْ وَاشْدُدْ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى يَرَوْا الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمَ. Oh Allah, enough with Fir'aun. Ya Allah, enough. Now destroy him, Ya Allah. 400 years the man didn't have a headache, friend. Ya Allah, you extended your rope enough to him, oh Allah. Now destroy him. Allah told him, قَالَ قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا. دَعْوَتُكُمَا, in other words, you and your brother Harun. The tathniyah sigha is brought here, the duel. فَاسْتَقِيمَا وَلَا تَتَّبِعَانِ سَبِيلَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah told him, your dua is accepted, and Allah Ta'ala brought the acceptance of his dua in reality 40 years later. He was told your dua is accepted when he made the dua. But Allah brought it forward when Allah destroyed Fir'aun 40 years later. That was the dua of a Nabi. If our dua strength is stronger than the strength of the dua of a Nabi, respected friend. So when you made dua the first time, we heard the vibrations in the skies. وَلَمَّا دَعَوْتَ الثَّانِيَةَ. And when you made dua the second time, نَزَلَ جِبْرِيلِ يُنَادِي مَنْ هَذَا الْمَكْرُوبِ مَنْ هَذَا الْمَكْرُوبِ. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam started asking, who is this person that is in problems and difficulties? So when I heard about this, the angel started asking Allah, فَدَعَوْتُ اللَّهَ أَن يُوَلِّيَنِي قَتْلَهُ. I went to Allah and said, Ya Allah, please honor me in assisting one servant who asks you to fulfill his needs. In other words, oh Allah, it's my honor. The angel started arguing, Ya Allah, please give me a chance, Ya Allah, give me a chance. So I asked Allah, Ya Allah, please honor me to assist one of your servants who turns to you and doesn't turn to anyone else besides you. So Allah said, alright, you go. So I came in this dunya and I assisted you. And then he told him, remember, whoever will make this dua that you made, and then he will ask Allah, then Allah will assist him in every problem and difficulty. That is the power of salah, my respected friend. When Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu came to the river, and the water in front of him and the enemy at the back, he looked through his whole army. Not one had committed a major sin. He said, right now we can draw from Allah. Now the kingdom is with us. Now the treasures of Allah is with us. They performed two rakat salah. He said, now walk. It comes in the riwayat, not even the hooves of the horses got wet. This is the power of salah, my respected friends. This is what Allah Pak has kept. Wallah, if there's any problem at home. Today people are suffering, people are complaining, there's no muhabbat in the family. One day one alim explained that today to create muhabbat between the husband and wife, we buy that box of dairy milk and we buy the set of flowers to come home to impress the wife and to create muhabbat. Wallah, my respected friends, that thing will only create enmity in our heart than muhabbat. What will create muhabbat in our heart is what Imam al-Anbiya Ahmad al-Mujtaba Muhammad al-Mustafa Janabi Madni Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, perform the two rakat sunnat of Fajr at home and Allah will unite you and your wife. What the two rakat namaz is doing, our vacations and taking our wife for holidays to different countries, wallah, it cannot do. This is the power of salah. This is the barakah of salah. hear time and again Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in that hadith that that person will perform his 5 times salah. What will Allah give him? Allahu Akbar. يُرْفَعُ عَنْهُ ذِيقُ الْعَيْشِ. Allah passed through his power and his qudrat will take away the difficulties of rozi from him. Allah will give him an easy rozi, an easy life. And it happens. We find a person got one small shop. He's performing 5 times salah. Every year the man is going for Hajj and Umrah. You wonder if he can make his ends meet monthly. Can he attend? Can he run his family? Can he see to the needs at home? Meanwhile, every year that man is going for Hajj and Umrah. And you see him, he starts 9 o'clock, he knocks off 3 o'clock. Barakat. Allah Ta'ala makes his asan. And yet on the other hand, that person who hasn't got the Amr of Allah and the orders of Allah in his life, he's got bank balances, and he's got so many properties and so many buildings, but he's going through so much problems and difficulties and hardships that till he doesn't take that pill, he won't fall off to sleep. Every week he's at the doctor, depression and I don't know what. Meanwhile, he's the most richest person in that locality. And here this man who is performing salah, he is such that if he doesn't put his alarm clock, he won't get up. Allah will give itminan in the heart. Allah will give contentment. إِنْ رَضِيْتَ بِمَا قَسَمْتُهُ لَكْ أَرَحْتُ قَلْبَكْ وَبَدَنَكْ وَتَكُونَ عِنْدِي مَحْمُودًا يُرْفَوْ عَنْهُ ذِيقُ الْعَيْشِ. In one rivayet it comes, يَبْنَ آدَمْ لَمْ أُطَالِبْكَ بِعَمَلِ غَدْ فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي عَنْ رِزْقِ غَدْ فَإِنِّي لَمْ أَنْسَ مَنْ عَصَانِي فَكَيْفَ بِمَنْ أَطَاعَنِي. Oh my servant, you are asking me for tomorrow's rozi, but I didn't ask you for tomorrow's namaz. If a man dies today, Allah won't punish him for tomorrow's fajr. But you are asking me for tomorrow's rozi and you are asking me for 1 year's rozi also. فَإِنِّي لَمْ أَنْسَ مَنْ عَصَانِي فَكَيْفَ بِمَنْ أَطَاعَنِي. I didn't forget the kuffar. Where will I forget those that prostrate before me 5 times a day? Where will I forget them? So Allah will take away. One is we are listening to the hadith, but one is our yaqeen is still I don't slog, I won't get nothing. So Allah will remove that and Allah will provide from his khazanat and Allah will give us itminan. وَعَذَابُ الْقَبْرِ. And Allah will remove the pain, the punishment of the grave. القبر روضة من رياض الجنة أو حفرة من حفر النار. The grave is a garden of paradise or is a pit of hell. Decide, the ball is in your court. What do you want when you go down? Allah will remove that azab. ويعطيه الله كتابه بيمينه. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will give his name amal in his right hand. When insan will be running from pillar to post. أما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. That person that will be given his name amal in his left hand. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَ. Ya Allah, don't show me my results. The student that says he doesn't want the results to be put up. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَ. I don't know what had happened. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِي. Ya Allah, I don't want Jannat also. Give me death and let me die. No Jannat, no Jahannam. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَا هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَا. My kingdom is gone. My children are gone. My degrees are gone. My status are gone. Everything is gone. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. And that person will be given his name amal in his right hand. فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَا. He'll go around boasting in Jannat. Look at my book. Look at my results. I passed with a degree. See what Allah says regarding me. See what Allah says regarding me. When the child comes home, then he shows his father, his neighbors, his relatives, his friends, everyone is boasting, which is a temporary result in this dunya and a temporary path in this dunya. That path that Allah labels as path, my respected friend. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ زُخْزِخَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَاز. That person who is saved from Jahannam and entered into Jannah, he alone is successful. ويمر على الطريق كالبرق. And he will cross the full sirat with the speed of lightning. أدق من الشعر وأحد من السيف. Which is thinner than a hair and sharper than a blade. Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu anhu, sitting with his mother. His lap is in his mother's, his head is in his mother's lap. He bursts out crying. His mother starts crying. So he asks his mother, Ma yubkik? Oh my mother, what makes you cry? Says, رَأَيْتُكَ تَبَكِي فَبَكَيْتُ. I seen you crying, so I started crying. Says, oh my mother, I was sitting and this verse flashed through my mind. وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. That if Allah Park says, everyone will have to cross the full sirat. But Allah doesn't say that everyone will make it across. Allah says everyone will have to cross, but Allah doesn't say everyone will make it across. I don't know if I'll make it. My mother, I burst out crying. Mother said, I also have to cry. I don't know if I'll make it. As Abu Dharr Ghaffari radiallahu anhu is walking, someone laughed at him, mocked at him, spoke ill about him. Said, oh my brother, between me and Jannat there is one bridge. If I cross that bridge, I don't worry what you got to say. Because then Allah has regarded me as successful. But if I fail to cross that bridge, then wallah, I am worse than what you say. Because my success is dependent on the crossing of that bridge. And my failure is dependent if I am unable to cross that bridge. So Allah will make him cross that pool sirat with the speed of lightning. وَيَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. And finally, he will enter into Jannat without reckoning. May Allah Pak give us the tawfiq, my respected friend. Let us that is here, let us make the azam. We are going to perform our 5 times salah, وَالتَّكْبِيرِ أُولَى. Say inshallah, louder respected friend, for the balance of our life. And in